for the multitude of blessings you bestow upon us each and every day. May we never take them for granted. For warm homes to go home to, and soft pillows on which to lay our heads at night. For food enough to share, for family and for friends, and for people who love us and people to love. For our families, Lord, and all the quirks that make our families, we give you thanks. Come into our hearts. If we are joyful, help us to spread that joy. If we are weary, help us to feel your love and promise. Calm our hearts and our minds, that we might hear your word. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So on Thursday night, this beautiful family gathered right here to have their children baptized. The little boy, Leo, don't you love that name? And the little girl, Lana, were surrounded by people who love them and had come from out of state, near and far, to gather for this event. And it struck me that in the midst of this busy season, a family made time to get together to bring their beloved children to Christ, to welcome them into this mysterious story of love and salvation that we have heard through generations, throughout centuries and millennium, the story of the baby Jesus, the story of God coming to us in the flesh. God made flesh. Think of that. God made flesh. It's so profound and yet so simple. God came to us in the form of something we could all understand, a baby. When we see a baby, we lean in. We smell their sweet heads. We wonder at their perfect little noses and lips. We can spend hours mesmerized by their tiny little toes, watching them breathe as they fall asleep. Our concerns are right-sized, and we focus on the true miracle that we hold in our arms. God came to us in the form of a babe, the Word made flesh, a lowly, vulnerable baby, a baby to unwed parents, a baby born on the road, wrapped in bands of cloth and laid in a long wooden trough used to feed cattle, a rough and primitive manger. Who remembers the movie Field of Dreams? In Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner's character Ray is a corn farmer. The last words he had ever spoken to his father were angry words. He was just a 17-year-old young man who wanted his independence and wanted to strike out on his own in the world, but the words came out harsh, and his pride stood in the way, and he never said he was sorry. He never took the words back. And now that his dad was gone, it was too late to do anything about it. It was weighing heavily on his heart, and one evening as he was walking through the cornfields, he heard a voice whisper through the stalks, "If you build it, he will come. If you build it, he will come." And much to the chagrin of his wife and the banker, Ray rips up his income-giving cornfield to build a ball field in the hopes of somehow reconciling with his deceased father, in the hopes of somehow finding peace. Well, they did come. The first to arrive from the past was his dad's idol, Chicago Sox player, Shoeless Joe Jackson. And these ghost players arrived from the past in the flesh to play ball. Ray's wife finally believed that he was dreaming of something crazy, but it was coming true, that something surreal was happening, and so she got on board with his dream. One afternoon, they were arguing with a banker who came to repossess the farm when their daughter Karen fell off the bleachers and began choking. One of the ghost players, old Doc Graham, played by Burt Lancaster, sees her choking and realizes that she may die without his help. He also knows that if he steps off the ball field and into where the girl was, his baseball dreams are over. You see the realization that's going to happen if he enters the world as a human being cross over his face. The momentary ponder, and then the instant he decides that he's all in, he must help her at whatever the cost to his flesh. I wonder if this isn't exactly what passed through God's mind as well. Was her Heavenly Father sitting in the heavens looking down upon his children, obviously in need of help? Did a moment flicker through God's eyes when God realized, if I go down there as a human, a newborn nonetheless, it is most likely going to cost me, and cost me dearly? And was it in that same millisecond as Doc Graham that God decided, of course I'm going, they need me, I'll go to them in the flesh, at whatever the cost to me? John said, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. I was there, John said. I saw it. He is God's Son. The corn farmer, Ray, made himself vulnerable to find peace with his father. Doc Graham made himself vulnerable to save a life. God made God's self vulnerable to save us. Wow. It is nearly Christmas, the night of Jesus' birth. In a few moments, we are going to come forward as God's family to kneel at the communion rail and receive a piece of that flesh, a piece of that great love. That love that parents have shared with their children through stories and baptisms from generation to generation. The story of the baby Jesus born in a manger in the midst of all the joy and the pain and the complications of this life. God comes to us in the form of a babe because God loves us that much, because God loves you that much. Now that is a story worth sharing. Merry Christmas, everyone. God loves you. Amen.